You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Capozzoli with the How to Tour Italy show. And today, we're doing another in-situ segment. This one's called Gelato, Chocolate, and the Panini Walking Tour of Florence. I can't think of anything better, quite frankly, in my life here than life in Italy, specifically in Florence, than the gelato here, the chocolate here, and the paninis here. It's absolutely amazing. We're going to combine that with a little bella passeggiata, and here in Italy, that is simply means a beautiful walk to kind of walk off the pounds or all the wonderful food you're going to consume on this tour. We're going to be focused specifically on the gelaterias, the panini shops, and the chocolaterias along the way here. And I've organized this from start to finish. We're going to hit a number of spots, and I'll give you the names of what we're going to be doing, but we're hitting three different chocolaterias. We're going to hit three different gelaterias, and we're going to hit two different panini shops. Now, this is the kind of tour that I highly recommend that you do. Dive in. Enjoy everything that we have to offer here in Florence that makes Florence so wonderful outside of the fantastic art and the culture here. And that's the other great thing about this tour is we're going to be passing by some of the finest museums and outdoor statues that the world has ever seen and ever known. So this is a really fun tour, and I'm very excited because I just did it just now today to make sure that all my notes were correct and I had all the exact specific information about where to turn left and right and go forward and what to look for along the way. So it's very, very cool, and you are going to love this. Believe me when I say I've done lots of research to make sure that we picked exactly the right gelaterias, the right panini shops, and the right chocolaterias. So my advice along the way here, well, two things. One, if you're not coming to Italy anytime soon, listen to this anyway, because I think that you'll enjoy it so that when you do come here, you can follow the walking tour along. I do want to recommend, however, we'll be talking about some of the greatest food that Florence has to offer. So indulge yourself a little bit. Go out and get your favorite tub of Ben & Jerry's, or go to your favorite gelateria shop, or rather ice cream shop in the States, or wherever you're listening, and saddle up, put the earphones on, listen to this podcast, and enjoy the ride, because it's pretty awesome. The other thing, if you are coming here, I recommend doing this with a couple of people so that you can share things along the way, because we are going to be hitting, like I said, three gelaterias, three chocolaterias, and two panini shops. So best is to get the small size and to share. Otherwise, you can have a hard time getting through this whole tour on your own, but I highly recommend that you do that to enjoy it. Now, get whatever size you'd like, but small size won't cost too much, and you can really enjoy everything that you kind of indulge in along the way. And the best part about this is you'll be walking the whole time so that you'll be able to walk off what you just enjoyed. So it's pretty cool. Now, we are going to start this tour going to our first gelateria, starting in Piazza del Duomo. So what we're going to be doing now is looking at, specifically looking at the Duomo in Piazza del Duomo with our back to the Via Campanile, looking at the Campanile itself. So what will happen here is standing in the piazza with your back up against those little metal posts that are splitting Piazza del Duomo and Via Campanile apart. You're gonna rest your butt right on that. You're looking at the Campanile, and just to the left, you will see the baptistry. Okay, that's exactly where you need to be. Take a picture, look around. It's an amazingly beautiful piazza, of course, in the Duomo. And keep in mind, listen to other segments of the How to Tour Italy show, and I walk through lots of in-situ segments talking about the Duomo, the baptistry, the Campanile, in much greater detail than just looking at it here on this wonderful tour focused on the food here. So what we're going to do now, turn around on Via Campanile, and you're going to walk straight ahead to the T intersection of Via Campanile and Via del Oche. It's spelled O-C-H-E. Grom is the first gelateria we're going to hit. It's going to be just on your left at that very corner at Via Campanile and Via del Oche. It has a blue sign, and there will very likely be a long line of locals and tourists waiting to order some wonderful gelato here in Florence. Try any flavor you like here at Grom, and I prefer their Granita. I absolutely love it, but keep in mind that it's only a summer option. And if you're here any other time of the year, you won't be able to get the Granita. You'll have to get the gelato, which is still absolutely fantastic. And I recommend here at Grom the pistachio. It's truly heavenly. take note of something along the way here. I think it's important to point out that artisan gelato places keep their gelato in little bins. It is not overflowing into these enormous glass cases with the fruit that it's flavored like jammed into it. The artisans are literally masters at creating this gelato, and they keep it at exactly the right temperature in these tiny little bins in their coolers so that it preserves its awesome flavor. So don't be wooed simply by the fact that other gelaterias are better at marketing their goods. They're marketing it because it's not nearly as good as some of these gelato artisans that we're going to go through today. So keep that in mind. Like most food here in Italy, it is all about the taste, not about the appearance. Food, unfortunately, in the United States is marketed as opposed to, well, I guess the way I'd like to describe it is like those monster bowls of pasta that you get at the Italian restaurants in the States. In Italy, the food is not marketed at all. It is all focused on how it tastes and enjoying it. So just, again, those overflowing bins of gelato aren't always the best thing. So now, after you have gone in and enjoyed some gelato from Grom, we're going to walk out, and with our back to Grom, standing on Via del Oke, you're going to go to the right, and we're going to walk one block up to Via del, or De, excuse me, Calzaioli, and I always have a hard time pronouncing that, so I'm going to spell it. It's C-A-L-Z-A-I-U-O-L-I. At that corner, you're going to go left. You're going to walk past a whole bunch of people enjoying gelato from those places I just told you about that have the bins of gelato that are overflowing with the fruit jammed into it all along this via. And it's okay. They just didn't take the time to listen to me here on the How to Tour Italy show. So just smile, nod your head, snap a few pictures, and walk right by knowing that you're getting the best of the best gelato, chocolate, and panini here in Florence. I've done a lot of research, and I think I've actually gained a few pounds, if that's even possible, because you do so much walking here in Italy. But the research for this one, believe me, I like going back and forth to make sure that I was making exactly the right choices here. So, and I got a lot of feedback from a lot of people that I work with here on the How to Tour Italy project with some wonderful tips. And in fact, the last chocolateria along the way here on this tour is amazing. So, I'm going to save the best for last here. So now we are walking up Calzaioli. Excuse me. Again, with the pronunciation, I do apologize. And we'll see Orson Michel coming up to us on our right. As you walk by, you will see, by the way, on Orson Michel, a little door with a little ticket window. At Orson Michel, on this via, that ticket window is where you will buy the tickets to get in to the Uffizi and the Academy to see the David the same day without waiting in line that you would if you were to make reservations. So this is where, this is what I told you about last week on a previous show, on a previous segment. The ticket window is located right between St. John the Baptist and Doubting Thomas. You can't miss it. If you go to www.howtotouritaly.com, there are pictures of everything we're doing, by the way. And I wanted to point out that when you go to howtotouritaly.com, I will have photos and maps of every step of the way. And if you email me at ajc@howtotouritaly.com, I'll email you a printable format of this itinerary with all the maps and all the photos that you need, so you can just print it and put it in your pocket and enjoy the walk listening to it. But you can also have the entire walking tour in printed format, so it's good both ways. I listen to it, you know, as a audio tour, walking tour here, and then you can have the maps to kind of support you along the way with the pictures of what you'll see as you're walking, so you there's no chance of getting lost. So like I said, buy those tickets for the Uffizi and for the Academia right there at Orson Michel. And if you do so, you can actually do the second and third leg of this tour if you don't feel like doing the first leg. You know, if you just are waiting to get into the Uffizi or something, I recommend doing the second leg of this tour, going to another wonderful, wonderful place that we'll talk about in a moment here. So now, looking to your left with Orson Michel to your right, you will see Via dei Cimatori. On Via dei Cimatori, go three doors down, and just to your left here, go three doors down on Via dei Cimatori, and on your left side, there is one of Florence's best panini shops named I Fratellini. Just walk up, order any panini that you want, they're all amazing. You can get a little wine there, something to drink. You have to eat in the street. This is just kind of a walk-up shop. There are obviously no seats. If you do get something to drink, you can place your wine or whatever it is you're drinking on the little racks that they provide against the wall right by the door or the window kind of walking into I Fratellini. The place is amazing. It is a must-stop for delicious, delicious food here or panini. It's very affordable. It's very, very good, and it's been here a long time. It makes almost every guidebook because it is so delicious. So I highly recommend you do that. Keep in mind, get one sandwich, share it, and if, you know, because we got a long way to go here. We've got a couple more stops to make, but that is I Fratellini on Via di Cimitore. Now, with our back to I Fratellini on Via di Cimitore, we're going to take a right and walk back towards Or San Michele, okay? At Or San Michele, as soon as you get there in that street, you're going to take a left back onto Via di Calzioli and walk into Piazza Signoria. It's only, you know, a 4-second walk into Piazza Signoria. From there, just stop. Take it all in, even if you've been to and seen Piazza Signoria 100 times already. This view from right here is one of my all-time favorites in Florence of Piazza Signoria. It's amazing. You can see the David, the Loggia, all the wonderful, you know, the restaurants around the piazza, all the people, the horses and carriages. It's truly fantastic. So soak it up, take it all in, snap a ton of pictures, let the food digest a little bit. You've had a little gelato, probably a panino, a little bit of wine. It's really, really nice. So take it all in. And then when you're ready, you're going to walk diagonal across Piazza Signoria towards the Statue of David and Palazzo Vecchio. So you're going to walk kitty corner that way across in a diagonal all the way across towards the David. At the corner where Palazzo Vecchio, the Loggia, and the Uffizi are, you're going to go left onto Via di Nina. That puts you on the side of Palazzo Vecchio with Palazzo Vecchio to your immediate left and the Uffizi to your immediate right. You'll be right there in the middle. Okay? You're going to keep walking, and as you walk up, you will see a cafe and tabaccheria on the left side with a big white sign, and it says Cafe and Tabacchi right there. And on the right side, on your right side, you will see a little nondescript loggia on your right. On the corner where the loggia is, you will see a little fountain built into the column that is a little face of a man with his tongue sticking out and water kind of dripping off of his tongue. That's the fountain. You're going to walk between the little crazy fountain with the man sticking his tongue out and the cafe. Now you are on Via dei Neri. You've crossed the street. You're on Via dei Neri, cafe on the left, loggia on the right with a little crazy fountain of the guy with the face with the water dripping out. So Via dei Neri, it's very important. Stay the course. You're going to walk up a block or two. Stay the course. It's going to twist and turn a little bit, but stay on Via dei Neri. And you're going to come up to Via dei Neri number 22. On your left-hand side is my all-time favorite gelateria here in Florence called Gelateria dei Neri. This is the place, in my opinion, that, wow, I mean, they do gelato perfectly. I mean, wonderful selections. It is all delicately handmade. It's truly, truly, truly amazing. I mean, again, Gelateria Neri, number 22 on Via dei Neri, on your left-hand side. Amazing. Here, my two favorite flavors are Fiori de Latte and Chocolate Messicana. So Mexican chocolate. It's spicy, like picante chocolate with little bits of pistachio in it. It is amazing. And then mixed with the Fiori Latte in the same cup is heavenly. So I recommend that. I mean, try whatever flavors you think are your favorites, but here, I think that is, without a doubt, some of my all-time favorite here in Italy. This place is amazing. So definitely check it out. They've got about 6 different cup sizes to choose from. But remember, go small so you can enjoy the rest of this tour. And then go back another time and get whatever size that you like. The most I could probably take down in one little sitting, I think, is cup size 3 or 4. 4 is certainly pushing it. I usually go with cup 2 or 3. 3 if it's kind of a hot day and I want a little more gelato. Cup 2 if, I'm just kind of filling my craving on a regular basis. It's amazing. So, when you leave, by the way, Gelateria Neri, right across the street is a wonderful little chocolateria. Go in there, pick whatever chocolate you like. They've got a huge selection of different chocolates. Keep in mind, buy something small just so that, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 of you can share it. Nibble on something nice. Enjoy it. It's a wonderful chocolateria. Pretty well priced. Right across from Gelateria Neri. You can't miss it. After you have enjoyed the chocolate from this chocolateria across the street from there, you're going to walk out of the chocolateria and now you're looking at Via Neri, or Gelateria Neri. You're going to turn left back onto Via dei Neri and head towards the way that you just came. Okay, so my, you know, you may also consider keep the gelato that you just had from Natty handy. Buy some chocolate, or rather gelato from Natty, get some chocolate from the chocolateria. You know, turn left out of the chocolateria and go down into the little piazza just past that little crazy face fountain that we just talked about. And across the street, and just kitty corner to your left, there's a little piazza that has a neat little bench on it. You can sit down, enjoy your chocolate and your gelato there. And by the way, that is the exit to the wonderful Uffizi Gallery. So you can see other people coming out. They've got that little bench to sit down on, enjoy your gelato. There are little traffic balls, if you will, to kind of protect you from any oncoming traffic that is whizzing by here in Florence. And believe me when I say it does whiz by all the time. But sit down, enjoy the gelato. It's unbelievable at this little place in the piazza. And then after you have done that, you've finished the chocolate, you've finished your gelato, you love your life because you've just taken had a great tip from me and the best gelato here in Florence. You're going to get up and go left. Now, you're the street in front of you, by the way, as you, with the Uffizi at your back, the exit, and the loggia to your front with that crazy little face fountain, that street is Via Leone. You're going to take a left on Via Leone, and you're going to walk up Via Leone. You're going to see in the distance on the right-hand side a big brown building with some wonderful white sculptures across the top. Walk towards that building. It's fantastic. Keep going. That cross the street to be on the right-hand side of the street. Walk past that building on your right. If you look up the distance a little bit, you will see about 100 or so Vespas parked. They'll always park there. Walk in between them on the right side of the road, and you'll see the Bargello right in front of you. You're going to walk through the Vespas. Right in the middle, there should be a plenty of room to walk. You're going to go, keep going straight. Bargello's going to be on your right-hand side. Keep going. Bargello on the right. Looking up, you're going to cross the street. On your right-hand side, you're going to see a cafe called Rum and Pear, Pate in Italiano, P-E-R-E. Right next to that is a neat little restaurant called Gusto Leo. You're going to pass that too. Keep looking up. Straight ahead, you're going to see a neat little outdoor, kind of a New York style or Chicago style newspaper or magazine stand, if you will. It's called La Nazione. At that corner where La Nazione is, on Via Proconsolo, which is what you're walking on now, because Leone turned into Via Proconsolo right around where the Bargello is. Okay. Keep walking towards that magazine stand, La Nazione. Take a right onto, just past the magazine stand, onto Via Borgo degli Albizzi. Okay? You're going to go right and walk up Via Albizzi, Borgo Albizzi, until you come to a small piazza. You'll see the Lion's Fountain Irish Pub on your left-hand side. And just after the Lion's Fountain, you're going to see a small little archway. Turn left into the archway. About halfway down on your right side, you're going to see in red letters, big red letters, the word vino, V-I-N-O, obviously wine in Italian. That is the second panini shop that we're going to stop at called Antico Noe. And that's spelled A-N-T-I-C-O, second word, Noe, N-O-E. This is, arguably, I'm kind of torn between a Fratellini and Noe. And decide for yourself what you think is best. I love Noe. You can sit down. It's in this covered archway. It's shaded. It's wonderful. It's super affordable. I think it's around €3.50 for a panini. Of like 80 cents or so for a pop. It's fantastic. They have around 25 different panini to pick from on the menu. My all-time favorite here is number 14, but try anyone that you'd like. I like the 14 the best. It's a little bit spicy. It's delicious. So grab your food. It takes a few minutes for them to make it because they only make it when you order it. They'll pull it down, slice the meat, make the sandwich, hand it to you in paper. You walk outside, sit at one of these cool little tables in the shade in the archway. Enjoy the panini. This also, by the way, is a good stop to kind of catch your breath a little bit. You've walked pretty far at this point. Not too far. It seems like you've walked a lot farther than you have, but Florence is a very small and manageable walking city. So, enjoy it. This is a pretty cool area. You're getting into Santa Croce neighborhood, and I love it. This is where I live here in Florence. It's great. I truly, absolutely love it, and I eat at Noe all the time. And quite frankly, I drink at the Lion's Fountain quite a bit. And if you're a bit younger and like to tear it up a little, the Lion's Fountain is awesome. It's a little bit crazy. It's kind of a college crowd, so just get ready. it's not a place to sit down and sip a Prosecco. It's definitely kind of a shot and get down and dirty party little place. So, but it's fantastic, and we're doing a whole segment on the Lion's Fountain here as well. So check it out. You will love it, believe me. So now, we've enjoyed our sandwich. We've gotten up. We have Antico Noe at our back. Okay, so what you're going to do is turn left out of the arch, out of the panini shop, go left back towards the wine fountain in that little piazza, and you're going to go left. You're going to go left for about 20 feet, and right on your right-hand side, you're going to see the next stop. It's called Vestri, V-E-S-T-R-I. This is my second favorite gelateria in Rome. My favorite in orders go like, it goes like this. Neri is number one for me. Vestri is number two, and Grom is number three. Well, at Vestri is a gelateria and a chocolate shop. The owner's there almost every single day. The young Italian gentleman that's working the counter, and one of his assistants speaks perfect English. She's actually from the United States, and she's here learning, among other things, to speak Italian, obviously, but how to make chocolate and wonderful, wonderful gelato. So go in there at Vestri. As I said, it's my second favorite gelateria here in Rome. Here in Florence. And what I love about this place is the flavors that I prefer the most are the melon and the white peach. Unbelievably good. It's almost better than actually eating white peaches or melon itself. I don't know how they do it, but they somehow manage to make it or actually improve the fruit with this gelato. Amazing. And then as far as the chocolate goes here, I didn't make a recommendation up at this point about chocolate, but here they have little slices of slightly dried orange slices, for lack of a better way to describe this, dipped in chocolate. Try one of those. Just get one. Share them amongst yourself. It is delightful. I don't know how to describe it except that I didn't think I'd like it, but it is amazing. So try that. They have lots of other things you can pick from, but I recommend that for the chocolate. It's pretty good. By the way, after you get your chocolate dipped orange slice, you get your ice cream here from Vestri. You just a little bench out front, sit down on that, and enjoy it. Take a little time, soak it in. You've just had a great sandwich from Noe, so you're probably getting full at this point. Well, don't worry, we've only got one more stop here, and it's a chocolate shop, and it's a little tiny bit of a walk, but it's completely worth it. And you're gonna end up very, very near Santa Croce itself. So we are all done eating the chocolate, the chocolate dipped orange, and the gelato from Vestri. You're going to get up from the bench with Vestri at your back. Take a right, okay? As you look up, you're going to be on your left-hand side. You're going to see a tiny little cart or shop, if you will, like a little flower shop, just sitting in the piazza. It's a little freestanding, tiny, tiny little building, and it's a little flower shop. The gentleman will be out there selling flowers. It's a pretty good photo opportunity because there's usually people smelling and looking at the flowers. So if you like to snap photos of that kind of thing, definitely do so. And I've done so, and they're placed on howtotouritaly.com. So you can take a look, and I put that picture up there so you can kind of get your bearings. And by the way, I've done so for all of these places I'm talking about, not only the photos of the doors, of the front of them and their signs, but what the streets look like along the way and where you're going to be turning left and right and going straight and all that. So, like I said, from Vestri, you've gotten up, Vestri at your back, take a right. On your left-hand side, you're going to see this cool little flower store, if you will, in the piazza. Keep going straight, cross the street, okay? You're going to cross the street the name of the street is Via Pietrapiana, and that's spelled P-I-E-T-R-A-P-I-A-N-A. So you're going to cross and keep following Via Pietrapiana. And you can look up the street and you can see a little pharmacy. In Italian, it's farmacia. And there's always a little green X sign out front of every pharmacy here in Italy along the way. You'll see it in the middle of the street. It kind of forks at right at the pharmacy. You're going to stay to your right. And this road now turns into, just past the pharmacy, Via dei Martiri del Popolo. Okay, Italy somehow it gets a little confusing sometimes walking around, or specifically driving. It's always a nightmare, but walking it's not too bad because you have time to make decisions here. So you're going to stay now on Via dei Martiri del Popolo until the street ends in a T intersection, a block or two up the road. At the T intersection on your right hand side, you're going to see a little park right on the right. Right at this T intersection, you're going to take a right onto Via Borgo Allegri, okay? You're going to go on Via Allegri, Borgo Allegri, for one block, and on across the street on the left-hand side on the corner, you're going to see a little store named Pepe Rosa. It's a little pink store. I think it's a clothes shop, actually, and you can't miss it. On that intersection across the street, like I said, at that corner, the building is actually pink to match the name of the store. They've done a pretty good job in marketing themselves there. You are going to turn left right at that corner onto Via del Agnolo, and that's A-G-N-O-L-O. We're almost there. Don't lose faith here yet, because it's well worth the next part of the walk here. You're going to go right up the street. You just turn left at the pink store in the corner onto Agnolo, A-G-N-O-L-O. You're going to go up one block to Via Macchi, and that's spelled M-A-C-C-I. Take a right. Look up the street, right about halfway down the block on the left-hand side of the road, you're going to see La Bottega del Cioccolato. It is owned by the chef and chocolate master, Andrea Bianchini. You will you'll cross the street, slide the door open, and let the wonderful aroma of this place just seep into your nose. It's truly amazing. He will come out from the back, because he's always making chocolate. He'll come out in the back. He will warmly greet you, describe in wonderful English all of his fantastic selections. You can ask a few questions. If you ask him which one he recommends, he will always say he recommends all of them, because he made them all from scratch every single day. And the place is truly amazing. Each little cake or piece of chocolate I only know the word in French, petit gâteau, these little cakes. I'm not even sure how to say that in Italian. Tortino, I think maybe, but little tiny baby cakes. Anyway, go in, you know, he'll tell you what each of them, you know, consist of, what they taste like. Pick your favorite. Buy 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 of these things. I mean, they are truly amazing. It's a little bit, varied in price, anything from a euro or two up to, you know, $20-$30 for entire cakes, or euros rather. But you can get those little petit gâteaux for like 4 euro. It's completely worth it. The place is amazing. Grab those. When you walk out of the shop, you're going to turn left, go up one block to Via Ghibellina. You're going to take a right onto Via Ghibellina. Keep going straight. You'll end up right by the Bargello, right back in the center of Florence. You can get off to your hotel from there. If you want to, Santa Croce is very near there. The piazza in front of Santa Croce is wonderful. So you can, when you're walking up Via Ghibellina, just look to your left on any of the streets that you pass, and you'll see Santa Croce come up on your left-hand side. It's one block away. You can turn left and check out Santa Croce's piazza, or keep walking up Ghibellina right back up to Proconsolo, and end up in front of the Bargello. Any and all are fantastic. Get a little wine, get a little something to enjoy, some of this dolce that you just picked up at Bottega Cioccolata, and have a wonderful time. I hope that you've enjoyed this walking tour, and I'm hoping that you've been introduced to some of the best chocolate, gelato, and panini here in Florence. Like I said, there's lots of places to eat and get gelato and all this other stuff, but these places, in my opinion, are the best. These are the best paninis and certainly the best chocolate. So remember, take tons of pictures with all the great photo ops along the way, and I hope this tour will help you also get your bearings in Florence, because you've kind of walked around Florence, everything that kind of gives you a good kind of bird's eye view, if you will, feet on the street look into how Florence is laid out. And with that, please let me know if you're going to be here in Florence. You can reach me at ajc@howtotouritaly.com. I would love to meet up with you for some chocolate or gelato along the way. Have a great day, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Ciao.